Hi, I'm Hannah.
Hi, I'm Bailey.
And this is the H&B podcast.
In today's episode, we are going to change it up a bit. Instead of being highlights of sports, we are going to do the proper way to make a legal podcast.
What you just heard was our intro music. This is what you will hear in every good podcast. We need to make this podcast a little more.
Then we'll add an introduction to the podcast recorded by and what the name is addressed as.
You also need an introduction so the listeners know what your episode is going to be about.
Next, you have to smoothly go into your episode so that it all connects together. When talking about your topic, make sure you have lots of details. Explain your topic as no one knows what you're talking about. Address names and don't use lots of pronouns.
A special guest is another way to make your podcast interesting. The person you are interviewing or talking about relate to the subject. You should add background knowledge of the person you are about to interview or make the special guest. Thank you to your guests.
We're going to now show you what an example should be. This group of 8th graders are in podcasting class that are going now to share their opinion on what they think the podcast is about. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Christian and Brandon to talk about Anchor.
Hi, guys.
Hello. We are the
HMVR podcast.
Oh, that's right. Okay. We changed the name. Sorry. But we are pretty well, Mr. Crockett found Anchor, but we've kind of been using it ever since he's found it. We have 3 podcasts on Stitcher because it posts it everywhere. And then you can listen to it everywhere. It tracks your views too, so it will...
Very handy.
Yes, it's a very, very handy website. You can record on there.
It makes you famous for free.
Yeah, pretty well. But no. You want to record on there. You can't record on something else and then put it in there because you would have to record it into Anchor or put it in an MP3, which is just audio, into Anchor. Which then, well, if it's not MP3, then you're screwed and you would have to play the video into a microphone, and then it sounds like it's coming out of a can. You can go on our episode, and yeah, it doesn't sound great.
No.
The first 2 episodes. What do you want to say, Christian?
About what?
Anchor
is really good. I like it. We were really struggling until Mr. Crockett found this website for us. Well, whatever Brandon said, it's really handy.
Oh my god!
It tracks your views for you. We don't really have a problem with it. It's really good.
Yeah. If
you're not using a real microphone and you're using it off of your iPad or your phone or whatever, the sound quality is really bad. So we would suggest you getting a real professional microphone.
You can use your microphone on your iPhone or iPad, but
it stinks. Don't do it.
No, it doesn't stink, but it's just not as good as a professional microphone. That's all we have.
Okay, thank you. Lexi and Chloe, what do you think should add to your conversation of the episode topic?
Well, we were saying about conversation and personality, mostly because if you're just reading off a script, it doesn't really sound as like a conversation between host and host, and it doesn't sound as natural.
Yeah, and we said that it should have some like personality in it, because if you're just talking with like the same voice the whole time, it's kind of boring and no one will want to listen to it. But if you have some personality, you can get more views and listeners and stuff.
All right. Now, can Cody and Kate topic?
So, our topic is on, like, picking a good topic for your podcast. So, like, any topic that you think will be really good is good.
Well, to pick a good topic, you need to make sure that other people want to listen to it and that you are interested in learning more about that topic.
I agree.
Same.
Me too.
So, Ben, Ethan, and Diego, what do you think you have to include in your topic?
Well, if you're doing, like, sports, you need to make sure you include stats from, like, the games that previously happened.
Yeah, and if good stats mean facts, not opinions.
To find good facts, you have to use good websites.
Okay. Now, Lucas, Nick, and Kyle, tell us about.
If you want to work with people who share the same interests as you because you want to have a very good conversation with the person you are working with.
And you need to get your work done because you don't want to be behind.
Have a conversation. Don't just say facts because it gets really boring.
And be passionate in your opinions or it gets boring because if you're just saying just straight facts and have no emotion in what you're saying, it's very bland and you want to have a good argument or agreement with someone.
Is there anything that Kenzie and Becca would like to say about that?
I totally agree with everything that they're saying. One tip or a couple tips I can add is just be enthusiastic because the more enthusiastic you are, the more it draws the viewer in. And also just be natural with it. Like you're talking to someone pretty much right in front of you and people are just listening to that. So you just got to act like you're talking to your friend and this is your conversation and you have all the facts and you're ready to just go against each other. Me and Becca, we created a documentary instead of a podcast, but still, I think all those facts match just as well if you were making a documentary, which you're making a podcast, but that doesn't matter. Do you have anything to say, Becca?
I agree that it needs to sound like a conversation because if you're talking to somebody, you wouldn't write every word out, like, word for word. We just, you know, say what's on your mind and actually, like, talk to them. And it'd be, like, more interesting rather than just saying, like, facts. You want to, like, bring them in and make it sound like a conversation with them.
I agree.
Thank you guys for having your opinion. Lastly, to end your opinion, you'll need outro music. It can be the same as the intro music to be the same. This has been it for the H&B podcast. Hope you learned. Make your podcast.